SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. We've got a bunch of baseball games going on. We've got football going on. Golf actually back going on. I can't flip to the golf, Joe. I'm just waiting on the edge of my chair for one of these guys to actually homer for me tonight. So, but it looks like they are going to get it finished off. They are back out there. Mickey Dunlap with the par on 16, so he's got two holes left, and he's at 3 under for the day. So we'll see how he can finish up, Joe.
Let me tell you something.
Mike Carver, and of course, the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
That's it. You're sick of me. You had too much of me on the TV.
It's not what I was saying. I'm saying it's weird to get back. We did for so long. We did the 2 days a week doing both. That now out of nowhere getting it thrown back at me this week. It's, you know, that's all.
You're not used to it. You got to shake off some ring rust.
That's it. That's what it is.
You know, you can't do the 5 hours with me anymore. So actually, 5 hours. You can't.
5 hours.
5 hours. It's just too much. You know, you got to get back into the gym, like Apollo Creed said. Get back to the roots.
At least during like the TV, it's not a full 3 hours with you. You know, I get a break here and there.
Let me ask you something.
Golf Syndicate comes in on Wednesdays. The Golf Syndicate comes in.
So you're saying you couldn't do 5 hours with me? I'd be that.
No, we could. I think we could easily. I actually had a bunch of college football stuff today that I didn't even get to. I had more.
Good time talking about the baseball and the golf. I've come around. I've tried. You know, I'm trying to be a good partner. I've tried to embrace all your likes, all your hobbies.
My hobbies, huh?
Hobbies.
Man, you got some gutless teams out here. I mean, really. These teams are so gutless,
Angels,
Joe.
Angels, Blue Jays. But how about Baltimore? You're at home. You're getting shut out. Like a complete goose egg. I still think the Brave the Philly game might go down to the wire here. But then you look, and the Phillies have 3 hits tonight. This guy, Schwellenbach, looks like Smoltz and Maddox combined tonight. Schwellenbach. This guy's throwing really. You want to talk about dealing? This guy's dealing tonight.
He is dealing tonight. Mickey Dunlap's, I think, the last one on the course, Joe. Everyone else is done. Mickey Dunlap and Max Gracerman are both on finishing on 17, and then they'll have completed the day at Castle Pines Golf Club, Castle Rock, Colorado. It does look like it's a beautiful course, Joe.
I mean, is it just like
picturesque? You got the mountains
Pebble
in the
Beach?
Background. No, it's different. No. It's different. But I like when they go to new places. I like when you get a little something new. And we play the same. And I don't mind. Listen, you play the same places all year long, every year, classic places, whatever. But I like when they throw a new place in that you don't see often or ever.
Like what?
Like this place. They haven't played here in 20 years.
Okay. All right.
I like something new, Joe.
It's almost like USC playing Wisconsin in the Holiday Bowl. Right? You never see it. Right? It's the same thing, but like, no, I'm being honest with you. What?
It's always got to go back to something with something obscure from 40 years ago with the college football. Always. All right, who's up for the Phillies here? Let's go. Can we tie this game, Joe?
Sure. Why not?
Boy, Weston Wilson stepping
Who?
In. Weston Wilson.
All right.
W.
Okay.
Your man. 10-0 Bears.
Yeah.
Did you end up going with the Bears?
No, I didn't. Nope.
Oh, are you ready for... Obviously, tomorrow we're going to do our first college football picks of the season. Tradition unlike any other.
Something. I mean, the first week, I think the people know who we like. I mean, it's four games, and we just did coast to coast today. If they saw us, they know who we like.
No, I'm just saying. Well, yeah, I understand that, Joe. But we actually do have a pretty good amount of people that just listen to this show for us, and they don't watch coast to coast.
Sure.
You don't agree with that? Disagree with that?
Yeah, of course I do. Of course. Right. I understand what you're saying. You know what I mean? I got it.
But, I mean, we traditionally on Friday night do our picks for the weekend.
Oh, I know.
I thought you would be excited to have the pick segment back. I thought that was something.
It's great to have the pick. I make no bones about it. It's great to have the pick segment back. But, honestly, it's a little bittersweet. I mean, college football is back, but like the last
These
couple
games
of
are
years,
nonsense.
Yeah, like the last couple of years, we had the Hawaii and Vanderbilt game.
Yeah, we got that was a game we got a little gassed up with. We got
right,
a little juice with that game.
We got gassed up with it.
The UConn Utah State game.
Well, not only that, what about last year? We had Sam Hartman take it off of the Fighting Irish. I laid the 20.
Yeah, they played in the Dublin game. Yeah, they played the Dublin game.
But now what do we have? All right, we have a really good conference game, and that's it. And then I got to stay up till midnight to see how Schrager, if he could put up 60 on this gutless Delaware State team. I mean, that's basically what I have.
It's not a good slate. Now, are we picking these are the four games that we're picking tomorrow?
What? Say it again.
We're picking these four games: Florida State, Georgia Tech, Montana State, New Mexico, SMU, Nevada, Delaware State, Hawaii.
We do everything but prop bets because we're not going to.
Well, no, we do. And then what do we know? What are we've been doing for college? Seven, I think we've been doing.
Yeah, we do seven a week. We put out seven plays a week, and you could judge by how they go.
So a week from tonight, Joe, you get the first real good slate.
Georgia,
North Carolina, Minnesota. A week Thursday night, August 29th.
Yeah, but we're not going to give best bets out.
I know that, but I'm just telling you, you're going to get.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, you know that game? Remember I played you that clip of Drinkwitz?
Yeah.
That's a Thursday night game against Murray State. That's why they're not sold out. Who the hell wants it's Thursday night? Before Labor Day weekend. Who's there to go?
I love how you agreed with them, and now you're dialing it back. You're like, I don't know.
Now it's a Thursday night game before, you know, what are we doing? What?
You know what? Forget it. Don't worry. He's right.
Are the kids all back yet? Right. I mean, can we?
He's right, Joe. You know, you go to Neyland Stadium, that's place
That is still true. Well, think about this. On all this Thursday night slate, will anyone have a completely packed house? I'm looking at the schedule.
Let me look.
Will Minnesota row the boat and have a full barn against North Carolina?
I think they will because they did when they opened up with Ohio State that first game on a Thursday night or Friday night. They were jammed. I know it was Ohio State, and they got. Remember that gutless call and the pass interference?
Yeah, that was awful. That was also Ohio State. We'll see. Carver and Lacey, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lacey, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. here with you. 3-2 Braves lead the Phillies, top of the eighth. The Phillies do have two on and one out with Trey Turner at the plate. So we'll see if they can at least push across a tying run here. Oof. Your boy, Big Bad Vlad just struck out and let go of his bat, went way down the line in the dugout. Not a good night for Big Bad Vlad. Oh, he looked awful on that one.
Did he?
Did Turner just hit into a double play? Wow.
Jeez.
So.
Let me see these lines here. Let me just see what I'm gathering. You know what game I'm really looking forward to? Not this weekend, but down.
Yeah, you're already on the next week. Yeah.
I am. I'm on the next week. But
you say, but give me this, Florida, and then I want to finish what I was saying to you. Go ahead.
That Florida Miami game. That game. You know, you want to talk about pressure cooker for both of those guys coming right out of the gate. You know, recruiting, whoever loses, that fan base is going to implode on them immediately. I'm just saying,
that is a big game.
All right, what are we going to say?
Now, you also were bellyaching about the night slate that Saturday, the 31st.
I just said there's one standalone game. It's your Fighting Irish. That's all I said.
You're telling me there's no other decent game on Saturday night?
Fresno,
let me look
State
here.
Michigan,
I'll be the judge of that.
I'll be the judge of that.
Come on,
Judge Judy. Let's go.
UNLV Houston, decent game.
Oh, wait a second.
UNLV Houston. It's an intriguing game.
I pumped up Willie Fritz and Donovan Smith, you told me.
I'm going to be on UNLV, so.
Oh, you know what? That could be a best bet. That could be one of the seven. We'll go against each other. All right, God, you be the judge of that.
Southern Miss at Kentucky there on Saturday night. Eagles.
Look, it's a great
UCLA
game.
Into Hawaii.
Well, that's the late night game.
No, 7:30 East on CBS.
So what are they kicking off at 4? What's the
Well, Matthias would know that. What is that, Matthias? 1:30 in Hawaii? That's 1:30 afternoon. It's 6 hours.
If it's 3 o'clock if it's 3 o'clock in California, that means it's 12 o'clock in Hawaii. It's a 3 hour difference. 6 hour difference from East Coast.
So that means 1:30 local Hawaii for that UCLA Hawaii game. Afternoon game.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
No,
a little barbecue. Get it going at 11 a.m. It's perfect.
Nah, that goes right into Deshaun Foster and I don't like that. But God. All right.
Let me see, Joe. What else do we got here?
I'm still waiting.
Give me a second.
Okay.
Yeah, there's not that much else. These games are all weak. Southern Illinois and BYU. Texas, a nice opener for Joey McGuire. Abilene Christian.
You see, there you go. So, you're coming right out of my guy.
Let me get back to what I was saying to you. Eli, you know, going nuts, and it's a Thursday night game against Murray State. You said you think Minnesota will have a good crowd against North Carolina.
I do, yes.
What about the great Colorado against North Dakota State? That's a Thursday night game. They better have a good crowd for all the talking they've done.
North Dakota's no joke. North Dakota State, come in. 8.5, 9.5 point dogs. I might have to take Colorado to smoke them. Speed kills.
All right, let me ask you another one. Let's see.
Go ahead.
There's really not. I mean, I don't expect anyone to be at Illinois. Nobody's going to be in Champaign, no matter who they play. Utah probably won't get a good crowd against Southern Utah. Kansas against Lindenwood? Probably not.
What about that Wisconsin-Western Michigan game? That should be a lather crowd.
That's a Thursday night?
Friday.
Okay, so Friday night's is Wisconsin. You get the Temple-Oklahoma game, FAU-Michigan, TCU-Stanford. Late night, Joe. That we love 10:30 East kicks. We love those games. TCU laying 9 in that game, Joe.
TCU laying 9. What's the? I might take the total there.
61.5.
Juicy.
Yeah, it's got a lot of bite to it. A lot of bite. So there you go. It's almost there for you, Joe. It's almost there.
I mean, this is it. You know, I mean, last year I came out of the gates. I think I had a pretty good first couple weeks, and then hit the skids for a little bit, but then we got it going. I'm thinking,
You're rocking and rolling now.
Who?
You are.
Yeah, I'm looking ahead already. I'm already looking ahead. I'm projecting out.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, I have my Heisman picks. I jumped the gun on the Heisman.
What do you mean you jumped the gun?
Well, I put the Heisman in, but I'm going to put in more based off the Week 2 games.
How is this guy? He's up to 550?
Who? 550?
Dylan Gabriel?
Oh.
It's like 7 a couple days ago. 550? Get serious.
Yeah, what are you going to do, Carver?
Yeah, not back him. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, there you go. Nobody said you have to.
Not back him.
Nobody said you have to.
Well, don't worry. I'm not going to. Unbelievable, Joe. 550. Breaking away from the field. You haven't played a game yet. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Great to have you with us here on the grid. All right, Joe. 6-0 Astros, bottom of the sixth. Just a gutless night from the Oriole offense. You got nothing going against that Arrighetti spaghetti. Last chance for the Phillies, down 3-2 in the top of the ninth. They should have the middle of the order. I believe Turner into the double play, so Harper should be leading off, Joe.
All right.
So at least you got a shot, I guess, with him coming in. Could tie it with one swing. And this Angel game is about to end. This was gutless. What did Toronto score? 5 runs in the first inning and nobody scored since?
That's it.
I mean,
you got it. Terrible. Gutless.
That's a tough scene. Mets and the Padres start in a few minutes. I'm going to need Lindor and Machado to save my night in that late night game. That's what happens sometimes, Joe.
That's it. You lose.
You need late night thunder. Now, what are you trying to say to me about this Heisman? What did you?
No, I'm saying I like the week two matchups. Obviously, this top 25 battle. So, you know, I like some guys for the Heisman big picture. But I might load up on the Heisman prior to that. So that way, if they have a big performance, it's like betting the game too.
Oh, really?
I think that, that's the way I'm going to play it, but you already
know. So you're feeling strong.
I am feeling strong, yeah. Hey, you have to. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And so, again, wouldn't be my first loss. And, you know, the whole point about winning in the season is adjusting. So you have predetermined projections, and as the season plays out, you have to turn on the fly. So can't just say, you know, now if it looks good, then we'll take it from there. You know what I mean? So.
I can't believe this guy's plus 550. And Beck's now 8. Ewers has slipped to 12. Howard to 14. Your boy Nico on Tennessee at 14. Jalen Milroe at 14. Jackson Dart. Cam Ward at 14. A lot of guys at 14. Avery Johnson, 25. Connor Wegman. Drew Aller, 30-1. No thanks, Joe. Getting in on Drew? Could get you on Drew Aller?
Drew Aller, no way. No. No, I can't. I can't do it. I told you, any guy in three losses that throws for less than 50% completion percentage, I can't
pass. Riley Leonard, 30-1.
Yeah. Okay. You know
what? Miller Moss.
Let me ask you, hang on, Miller Moss. Not bad. He's not bad.
I'm gonna play Miller Moss when I get to Hershey. Playing Miller Moss.
All right. I think it could be the year of the running back.
You got some deep shots, right? Have those moved at all? Who do you have? You have Quinshon Judkins, right?
Yeah, Donovan and Ollie.
So Judkins is 100-1. What do you have him at?
100-1. I missed the 125. Mad. I'm mad at Ollie, too. I had Ollie at 150, and I didn't pull the trigger. I was like, he'll be there. All of a sudden, it was like cut in half.
5-3 Blue Jays.
What?
5-3 Blue Jays.
Told me the game was over.
They were at the top of the ninth. The guy just hit a three-run homer. Cavadas.
That's not good.
We gotta Braves win 3-2. Final. Unbelievable. That's Shador Sanders 40-1. Man, he was like the favorite at one point last year.
Yeah, well, okay. All right. Well, like I said.
It's pumped up. I've seen him as the number one pick in the draft.
No, he's fourth. They have him going to Tennessee now.
Oh, sure.
What does that say about Will Levis? I said it. If they take Shador Sanders, that's another I said it from Lisi.
I said it. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Bob. You know, I just saw Joe.
Who?
I guess there's a highlight making the rounds of a big run in that Chief Bear game by the immortal Carson Steele.
Ah, Bowling Green and UCLA. Carson Steele.
He just smashed through the Bear D. I don't think they gave him the touchdown. It was like a 30-yard run. I think they knocked him out right before the pylon.
He's got great locks of hair.
Yeah, I think he's down.
Like
I don't know
Thor.
If they gave him the touchdown.
He's got hair like Thor. Carson Steele.
He was rumbling too, Joe.
Was he?
Moving. Oh, yeah.
Like how
Maybe
rumbling?
They did give it to him. They gave it to him after 1 yard rush. So at least they let him finish it off, Joe. Carson Steele. Four carries for 50 yards and a touchdown.
Hey, what did I say? Bowling Green, it was Ball State.
Man, you see who's getting burned for the Bears tonight?
No, who?
Travis Homer.
I said that earlier.
Again, anything Ball you said involving State. The football game, I passed by.
That's good to know. That's good. I'm supposed to be the encyclopedia. You're crazy.
Sam Ellinger getting some gas for the Colts.
Is he? That's a big Frank Reich. Frank Reich coaching up the quarterbacks. Good old Frank Reich.
You got any five diamond cryptos for these three NFL preseason games on Friday night?
Let me take a look.
Take a look, Joe. See, you got a crypto play in there.
For the preseason. I was right with Indy and the over yesterday. Okay? Let's just see what games. Let me see here. All right. Raiders and Dolphins, Bucks. All right. Now, the Dolphin-Buck game is always bizarre. I think the last time they played in the preseason, it was an over.
It's always bizarre.
It's always bizarre. What's the total?
37.5.
Let's go over crypto. Dolphins, Bucks over.
I mean, if you, like I said, this is for you. I'm not getting involved in it.
No, I just told you, 7:30. What's the weather out in Tampa tomorrow? Just make sure it's not raining.
It looks like 91 and sunny.
All right. All right.
I think you'll be all right.
Over. You hear me? Over.
I said it.
I said it. To pick the needles out of the haystack and the totals. Over.
I mean, these two are trending to dead unders, right, tonight?
Yeah.
I guess not so much the Bear Chief game. I mean, there's still 7 minutes left in the first half.
Yeah, but they slowed down. You see fast. All of a sudden, they go down.
Oh, that second half will be run, 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 punt, run, 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 punt, run, 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 punt, run, 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 punt. I mean, the Colts and Bengals have already basically gotten into that. Look at these drives, Joe. Look at this. First half for the Colt-Bengal game. After the pick six by Anthony Richardson to make it 7-7. Three plays, punt. Three plays, punt. Three plays, punt. Three plays, punt. Five plays, punt. Five plays, punt. 17 plays missed out on downs. 17 plays, 69 yards, downs. Went must have
back-to-back
went for it on fourth.
17 plays?
No, that, I was reading it again with the yardage. It was just one long drive, and they must have went for it on fourth. But the majority of that was three punt, three punt,
run,
three
run, punt. Run, punt. Run, 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 punt. Do it. You got it down.
Run, run, run.
One of those, actually, he got sacked and lost a fumble, but fortunately they jumped on top of it because the Bengals were about to recover a fumble of his when he got sacked from behind. So they got lucky, actually, with that one.
Who is this, Jackaroo? Coming in off the sideline? Who is that? Jackaroo!
Cock-a-doo-doo-doo, let's go, baby.
Huh? Was that Jackaroo coming in off the sidelines? Dr. Jerry Punch? Who was that?
I'm composing myself for football season, Joe. I'm composing myself for football season. I'm ready to roll.
Just get ready for that week one matchup against Pittsburgh. Just get ready.
I sent you the stats for Atlanta Falcons for the Atlanta Falcons against the Steelers. It's not a good one. It's not a good one.
I know.
Unbelievable. Really is.
What?
Yeah, it's just a lot of nonsense out there. All right. So, there you go, Joe. I tried to find a couple of Heisman
winners. You did. Yeah, I gave you a diamond crypto. I mean, what more could I do? No?
How do you have Arch up there, Joe? On the I still have the Heisman board over. How do you have Arch up there? He's not even going to play. He's got better odds than most guys. Arch Manning. Jack Tuttle, 120-1.
He might not even win the job. He's not even in the final running.
Graham Mertz, 150-1.
He's going to put up some numbers just because they're terrible.
Daquan Finn, 180-1.
Well, Dave Aranda coaching him up.
You say played for his job. So Castellanos, 200-1.
Yeah, I know.
Rocco Beck, 200-1.
Oh, my God.
That's got gas.
Yeah. Bet it, tough guy.
I actually might. I might do it.
Yeah,
I said it.
Stop. Stop. How about your boy Kyle McCord, 200-1?
Syracuse.
How about Isaiah Bond? Isaiah, don't
who's
call me
who's
James
as far
Bond?
Down that you can actually make it? Sam Levitt, 500-1. Bachmeier, he's still going too? Bachmeier? Still
yeah,
around?
That guy's like how many colleges has he
oh
been?
Oh, my
God. The most is four. Hank Bachmeier, he's got to be at least five, I think. Hang on.
He's at Wake Forest now.
Hang on. Let's see Bachmeier, how long...
Meanwhile, this Perkins on LSU, he's 300-1 for the Heisman. Joe basically bet him six ways to Sunday last year to win the Heisman at like 50-1. Joe was all over Perkins last year. You couldn't find that guy last year for LSU.
He wasn't an edge rusher. If I knew they were going to keep him out there...
Knew the game plan.
So Bachmeier's only three, which is shocking. But he's in college, Carver, since 2019. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is his sixth year. Jeez. How old is he? How old is this guy, Hank Bachmeier? Jeez. You know, Isaiah Bond isn't bad if you like Texas. 180-1. No?
Some of these names, Joe. Well, Taj Brooks, 300-1.
Oh, that's my guy.
I know. I know. Ethan Garber's 250-1. Peyton Thorne, Malik Murphy, 250-1.
Bet him now. You and Manny Diaz.
I'm back at Manny this year.
You are. Oh, you're going down. You were going down with the ship.
I'm back at Manny. I gotta.
I'll back
him. He's my guy.
I'll back him.
I said it, Joe. I said it.
How much money did he put in your pocket? What? As defensive coordinator for the Nittany Lions or what? When you bet against them in Miami. Which one was it? Be honest.
Listen. The guy's, he's a stand-up guy. He's a blue-collar coach.
Stand-up guy? Like you're having cappuccino with the guy.
He's a blue-collar coach.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. All right. You said
he's a blue-collar coach. You know it.
Okay.
Carver and Lacy Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lacy Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. 10-7. Colts just got a field goal early in the second half. Total live is still 30.5. And 10-7, Bears lead the Chiefs.
Interesting.
That is 2 minutes left in the first half there. So both games 10-7. And you've already given out the crypto for Friday night is the Dolphin-Buck total, over 37.5. That's the
correct.
Joe special. The Jaguars are 7-point favorites in Atlanta against the Falcons. I guess Matthias got a preview for that. Was that a Taylor Heineke production? I guess that's going to be.
Heineke Light?
Heineke Light on Friday night. Friday night Heineke under
actually,
the lights.
Guys, no, it won't be Heineken Light. Heineken Light got cut, guys.
Did they? They got rid of him?
He'll be.
They sent him packing? I'll tell
you
right now.
You know what? I warned you. Everybody was clamoring. Everybody was clamoring last week. It's like, oh, why isn't Penix playing? Why isn't Penix playing? And I told you guys off air, they wanted to play Heineken. Heineken. They want to play Heineke because they want to trade him. They were looking for some people to want him, and they could actually get some value off of him by showing him some minutes, except he sucked. He completely sucked in a final preseason game, so nobody around the NFL wants him. So, yeah, they had to cut him loose. The plan didn't work, the grand scheme.
I think he just signed with the Vikings, didn't he? Taylor Heineke found
the second. Hold on a second here. You're telling me that in the span of basically 2 hours, I hadn't heard any of this information. You're telling me that I have missed in the span of 2 hours that he was cut by the Falcons and he's already signed with the Vikings? You got to be kidding
me. I'm reading this. Hang on 1 second.
See, I'm no Vikings insider, so I can't. I don't know what third string guys are signing, you know.
Okay, here's what I'm thinking about, Joe. I'm thinking that the Bills should sign him. That's what I think.
Well, it wouldn't be a bad backup to Josh Allen.
Because Trubisky stinks, and he's hurt. So get him out.
Okay.
Chop him.
There you go.
I've had enough.
All right. There you go.
So
I like Heineke. The guy's a gutty player, you know. He's like Minshew. Put him in there, he'll get you.
You know what, Joe? I used to think that too until I got to see him in person against a crappy Arizona Cardinals team.
Hey,
he didn't look very. He didn't have a lot of fight that game, Joe.
You know what the problem is? Your gutless head coach is now back to being an offensive coordinator, and he better not run the Steelers' offense into the dirt like he did the Falcons. Okay, there's another guy, Tyler Algier. Tyler Algier ran a 4.8 at BYU, and he actually thought he had more athleticism than Bijan Robinson. That alone just shows you how clueless Arthur Smith was.
Hey, Joe, I got to actually ask you something because you're a Dolphins guy. What did you think of Tua's comments on Brian Flores? Do you think Tua's soft? Because we had some Vikings guys go up. I think Flores is a tough coach. I think Tua is a little soft. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying he's a bad quarterback, though. I'm just saying he's a little thin skin.
I don't like my quarterback. You want him? I'll give him to the Falcons. I don't think Tua is going to win anything. I don't think my head coach is going to win anything. I'm so down on both of them that I have to live with them. I actually wouldn't mind Flores. Flores was a blue-collar guy. Coached up defense. Our defense, Dolphins will never win anything without having a top 10 defense. And we haven't had one back since the Killer Bees in the late to mid 80s. And even then, with A.J. Dewey, they weren't dominant. We're not going to win anything. That's realism, Carver. You gotta look the writing in the wall, and you have to say, you know what? This is what we are. This is what we could become. And we're basically at best a 10-11 win football team, and we're going to bow out first run in the playoffs.
Look, I don't think you could say. I know we're calling Tua soft or whatever you want to call him.
Matias
did. And I'll just say it like this. I just think that we're now in a time where you have a lot of different personalities. You have a lot of guys that grew up different places, backgrounds, people, whatever. I don't think that necessarily every young player is going to respond well to the hard-nosed stuff, right, Joe? I don't think that every player will respond to that anymore. I think you need to be able to know. I think that's part of what you do that a lot in the draft makeup too, right, Joe? When you're drafting a guy, when you spend time sitting down with him, learning about him, you kind of get the feel then. Is this a guy that I can, kind of give the business to and it's going to make him better? Is this the kind of guy I can give the business to and it's going to shut him down? Is this, I think that those are all things that you have to learn about every player that you bring into your organization now. Not just in football, but I think you can say that in any sport, right, Joe? I think that's just something that you need to keep an eye on now.
That's why a lot of the old school coaches are no longer in the game because of how the young players have evolved. And again, it comes back to, back when Parcells was there and all the great head coaches, you can go Madden, Marv Levy. I mean, there was a little bit of an authoritarian type of mindset, right? Now when you have players making $50 million, $60 million a year, coaches are meaningless, right? You got to more coddle these guys.
Correct.
Although Reed is not like that. Or is he?
I think that... I think you just have to be able to, with every player is very individual now. I don't think you could just take a group of guys and the same thing's going to work for everybody. I think you got to be able to kind of weave in and out, Joe, is what I'm trying to say. Be able to weave in and out. Who could take a little bit more than others? And maybe this guy, I got to go in a different approach. Like he said, like McDaniel pumps him up, right? That's what helped him out. He got better because McDaniel pumped him up in a different way. You're great. You could do this. You could eat positivity, things like that. So I think that it's just different for every player now in every sport. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have everybody with us here. Nice. We're about to get out of here. Joe, already 1-0 Mets in the first. Double by Lindor, double by Vientos, run in, and now the Padres are hitting in the bottom of the first. So away we go out at Petco Park. All right, here's the slate for Friday, Joe. You obviously got a lot of new series, and hopefully can change our luck a little bit. It's been icy the last few days for both of us in terms of the Taters and the Alt-Overs. Reds and Pirates again in Pittsburgh. Abbott and Falter, that's an 8.5. Astros and Orioles again. Brown and Povich, that's a flat 9 after a dead under tonight. Dead under.
I don't like that. Sort of like, I'll take a ride with the Reds getting hot again after getting shut out. I mean,
okay.
I don't like that flat 9, but go ahead.
Gas can Freeland from the Rockies into Yankee Stadium again in the Bronx against the Yankees with Rodon. That's an 8.5.
Now, why is that an 8.5? He's got a 5.9 ERA.
Yeah, but Rodon's been pretty good his last 3 or 4 times, so that's probably why.
All right, go ahead.
I think Rodon's going to shut him down. Kokanowicz for the Angels against the Bassett Hound. Flat 9 in that in Toronto. Dead under, of course.
I think I want to go after the Bassett Hound.
Okay.
Cool. What's that total? 8.5?
Flat 9.
All right.
Flat 9.
You're not getting anything.
Cubs and Marlins. Hendricks going, which is usually good for runs. 8.5 in that.
Yeah, against Meyer. So we're 8.5, and they have a combined ERA of almost 12. I can't touch it.
Rangers are in Cleveland. Eovaldi against Beebe, 7.5. Oh, here we go, Joe. Diamondbacks, Red Sox. Nelson and Ballo, 9.5 at Fenway. Him.
All right, I got the totals. Let's do it. Diamondbacks, Red Sox, and let's take a shot with the Reds and Pirates. And who else? Okay. We need one more.
Tigers and White Sox, Montero and Flexen's an 8.5. I could see that being a sneaky good over. Palante and Festa, Cardinals, Twins, and Minnesota an 8.5. The Phillies are in Kansas City this weekend. Taiwan Walker and Michael Wacha, 9.5.
Let's take a shot with that. Could they break out on the road?
Maybe. Hold on. I got a couple that might interest you, too. Blackburn and Musgrove, Mets, Padres, 7.5.
Oof, why is that so low? Why is that low?
And how about Savali with the Brewers, 7.5?
I like
against
that.
Against Oakland.
I'll take a shot with that. I know.
Birdsong and Castillo, a flat 7.
Here we go with the league.
And then there's Tampa and the Dodgers, 8.5.
Yeah. 8.5 with a 13. We had this guy Miller's got an 8 ERA, and Alexander's 5.17. Oh, man. I'm going to get sucked in with this Dodger total. All right, let's go for the 4 score. Let's do this. Reds, over.
Yeah.
Angels, over. Diamondbacks over, and the Phillies over. And if it fails, then we'll go to the bailout, Tampa.
Yeah, the guys I'd probably go after, at least try. Maybe I should change some things up. Obviously, Freeland for Colorado, Povich for the Orioles. I'll probably go after Hendricks for the Cubs. Could be another burger time in our future. The Arizona-Boston game, everybody. Matt Festa on Minnesota, he gives up some homers. Could be a good for the Cardinals. And I think the Philly Royal game is a go, Joe. Savali usually gives up homers, but Oakland's been cold this week scoring runs. And you got to get the Dodger Ray game. It's got to have some juice to it.
I want to back that Brewer total, but they've been cold as ice, the A's.
The A's have stopped. They had like a month stretch where they were smashing homers every night. They've gotten real cold.
I sort of like this Philly over.
Yeah, I kind of like that too, Joe. Walker stinks. So, I mean, that's Witt, Salvi, Vinny P.
Him.
All right, Joe. Good job as always. Great job by Matthias Verbell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Our first college football picks of the year tomorrow. Look out. See you then on the grid.